because it wasn't a cell phone. It was a home phone, so it doesn't go, you know, when someone hangs up. So I'm going on telling the funniest jokes of all time, literally. Like this, I was talking to this one guy, this is several years ago. This one guy never heard a Chuck Norris joke in his life, so I was just unleashing the good ones on him.
Oh my God. See, those are like, you relish the moment when you meet those kind of people, because...
Like, yeah, you haven't heard all the Chuck Norris jokes.
Not only do you seem like the funniest person in the world to this person, but you also seem like a genius, because you, like, to them, you made up all these jokes, like, that he's never even heard before.
Exactly.
You seem so cool to that person. I guarantee you, to this day, that person idolizes you.
Oh no, he does. We're actually, aside from like you, we're other best friends. He's an old best friend.
You're cheating on me?
I've never cheated on you, Alec.
I just found a bullet on my desk.
A bullet?
A bullet. It's not a real bullet, though. At least it's not made of lead. The tip isn't.
I'm so excited for the podcast.
Oh, it's already going on. It started like 5 minutes ago. Not 2 minutes and 30 seconds. In fact, I was kind of hoping that story would go somewhere along to keep your stupid comments in your pocket.
Well, I didn't know we were recording because Sam Slade isn't on yet.
Kevin, just assume I'm recording. The minute someone else joins the call, I usually start the recording.
Okay, well, still, Sam Slade wasn't on, so I didn't.
What is the update on the Slade?
He said the timing was great and everything was working out, and so I just texted him just a couple minutes ago saying, come along, Sam Slade.
Yeah, I had to explain Sam Slade to someone the other day. Because I was talking to some guys in the lab just about... I was talking to Alex, the guy that went to Halo Night, and I was telling him a story, like, something you, me, and Sam Slade, I don't even remember what the story was, but I was telling it to him, and as I told them, I said the name Sam Slade, like, I was like, oh, yeah, me, Sam Slade, and Kevin did this, and, like, someone behind me that didn't know, like, you know, because, you know, at this point, Alex knew Sam Slade, we had mentioned Sam Slade enough times during Halo Night to where Sam Slade was thoroughly ingrained in his brain. He knew Sam Slade was Sam Slade. But then this person behind me was like, wait, why do you call him Sam Slade? And I was like, please. I don't call him Sam Slade. I am allowed to speak his full name.
Don't even joke like that,
and,
dude.
And then I went back and I was like, but no, for real though, it started with, I don't even know how it started. Like, to this day, it's just one of those things that happened. There was no, like, set time or place where it happened. It just
it was a very gradual thing for sure.
It just one night he was Sam, and the next morning he was Sam Slade.
Yeah, I remember specifically. Oh my God, it might even trace back further than you think.
Like, really,
Sam Slade?
Yep.
Whoa! Speak of the devil.
And yeah, dude, I think it actually traces further back than that, because back in the day, I knew Sam Passanisi in elementary school along with Sam Slade.
Yeah.
And so every time we had to specify, you know, which Sam was, because 9 times out of 10, you know, for some weird reason, when you're in elementary school, like 9 out of the 10, like, classmates you had
is named Sam.
Well, no, I mean, like, it's in your next class. Like, you pretty much have the same class, like, forever.
Well, all right, so, see, I did... School. I went to a private school, so we had the same classmates for every class. Like, the way it worked is we were assigned into...
Graduated. You work at the same place.
Every year, at random, each of the students in our class, there was like 50 students in our class. Each of the students in the class, we were divided by two and randomly put into one of two classes. And we stayed in that class. Like, we would switch around, and, like, if we had different classes in different rooms, we would move around and whatever, but we would stay as one class.
Sounds like India.
I don't know, dude. So, like, every year we had a set class that we were like always India. With. Why is that like Indian?
India. No, like, India. Like, that's how, like, you're born into your class and you're there forever. But... Like, you can't rise out of your class.
The babies when they're born are put in the same area.
And well, that's... No,
That's the... I believe India broke out of the caste system a decent while ago.
Nah. What?
Yeah. Nah.
Nah, dude.
Oh, and then
that's not real, dude.
To to the same person, I was explaining why I feel validated in my ability to make fun of French people. Because I don't, like, anytime...
You do not have to explain yourself.
Well, no, because, like, I said something really... I said something really mean about French people in the animation lab, and Alex was like, dude, that was, like, really mean. I was like, no, it's okay, I'm, like, 55% French. And he was like, no way. I was like, yeah, you know, I basically come from French royalty, so I'm, like... I mean, I can be as racist as I want to French people.
Oh, man, it sounded like you said to French people. Like, to French people.
Okay, Kevin.
Mean so many different things.
Kevin, I was super hoping that you were going to end that elementary school story with a keep your stupid comments in your pocket, but...
Wait, there was an elementary school story?
You didn't let me finish, man.
Oh.
Stepped in.
Well, you should have picked it up.
Well, you went on about your freaking childhood.
You should have shut me up.
Well, shut up. Okay, so basically, there wasn't much left, but basically where I was going with it is that I knew both Sam Passanisi and Sam Slade in elementary school. And so basically, like, the two of them were in my class, like, almost all of my classes in elementary school, like, or early elementary school specifically. And so we had a really cool teacher, at least I did. I'm not sure if Sam Slade was actually in that class at the time, but I know, did you have Miss Friedman Finch?
Yes, I did.
Friedman, okay, yeah. Finch.
She was so awesome. She loved moose. Like, I'm pretty sure if there was a moose god, she worshipped it.
Like, she loved, not just, like, chocolate moose, but, like, just, like, mooses,
like the animal. Like, the creature.
Yeah.
Like, you could get her anything with a moose on it, and it would be a million times better with a moose on it.
I took my headphones off throughout that whole conversation. Did you say she loved boobs?
She loved boobs? She loves moose.
Oh, God. Okay. That's not what that sounded like, dude.
Yeah, moose, dude. Moose.
Because I got
moose
up to...
Like the... Boobs like the animal?
Yeah, boobs like the animal. No, because I took my headphones off to reach for and grab something.
Yeah,
and
boobs she like the dessert.
She loved boobs. Yeah, you could get her anything with boobs on it, and she'd love it. And I was like, what?
Second grade teacher, yep.
Yeah, she loved boobs.
Well, it could have been like boobies, the bird. Those are real animals.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, everyone loves boobies, the bird.
The bird.
The bird.
And the dessert. Anyway, so my point is that even as early back as, you know, as those days, there was always a distinction between Sam Slade and other Sams. And to be fair, like every other, including Rachel in our group nowadays, like even Rachel, we had another Rachel. So
we didn't call her.
Yeah, Rachel with a Y and Rachel with a CH.
Pretty sure.
Rachel with a Y ended up going to high school with us too.
Well, no, there was two Rachel R those, because like it was Rachel Ruiz, the one we still know.
Yeah.
And Rachel Reinhard, who I'm pretty sure is a lesbian now.
Wait, so, what?
Okay, that was one of my favorite parts of Dead Snow 2.
Oh yeah.
But wait, no, Kevin, finish your story.
Okay.
Because you have to make it quick and concise.
Well, this wasn't meant to be a leading into story.
That's why you have to make it one.
I was telling it as Sam Slade walked in. Okay, so anyway. So as early back as probably like kindergarten or first grade, me and like I've always known Sam Slade as freaking Sam Slade. Like it was like to me, it was never, ever, 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 ever Sam, you know?
Yeah.
Because there was always another Sam. I'm like, well, this one's better because this one's Sam Slade, you know? And so, and then of course, as the years go on, you need that reassurance, you know? Because we met several other Sams in high school and stuff, especially like Sam Copeland was, especially early on in our group, he'd bring donuts and shit. And so, I mean, you go to a party and stuff, which finally they actually ended up going to the same party in the last couple of years, like years.
No,
so.
I realized I knew who Sam Copeland was when I saw him at a party. He was in our weightlifting class. I knew him then.
Yeah, and that's possible. I'm pretty sure he took weightlifting twice every semester. Like he had, out of his six classes, I'm pretty sure he took weightlifting twice.
I'm pretty sure he did too. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I mean, Sam Slade, of course, is my favorite of the Sams. I mean, and he's also my favorite Sam Slade.
It's not even that you can't really call him your favorite because he's just the best. It's like saying that Stanley Kubrick's your favorite director. He's just one of the best. It's like it's not even fair. There's no competition.
Yeah,
I like being compared to Stanley Kubrick.
I mean, of course. I mean, no offense to
Sam Slade. You're like the Stanley Kubrick of people. How does that make you feel?
Right.
That feels awesome. But of course, no offense to Sam Copeland. I mean, I love the guy. It's just sometimes he has a hard time keeping his stupid comments in his pocket.
Welcome to the comments in the podcast.
Once we have a theme song, that's when we punch it in.
Yeah, I know. Bam-ba-dam-ba-dam-ba-dam. Yeah, that's when
boom.
Okay. Yeah. So, I want to start this off by saying I freaking loved Dead Snow. Both of them. They were so awesome. Like, Kevin, I know it, like, why specifically you said I would like them. Like, yeah. Watching this, I was like, oh my god. Like, this is oh my god.
Dead Snow.
Dead Snow. Oh my god. Why did I not think of that?
That's what I kept, like, that was all I was thinking when I was watching. I was like, Dead Snow.
Dead Snow.
They need to make a third one.
Yeah, I know they are.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, go ahead.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, you go ahead. Okay, so just one idea for the third one, which they're really excited for, is because think about it, the first human and zombie hybrid will be born.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. That ending was so amazing.
You're like, no! No, this is not happening right now.
It was the best thing ever.
And then it ended. You're like, thank God. Like, that never happens. That didn't even happen to Ash, and he could have.
Yeah.
They're playing Totally Eclipse of the Heart, and, like, it was just this awful, like, make-out scene with him and his zombie girlfriend. It's just so gross, but I was just like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
I know. Because at first I'm like, oh, you know, he's going to bring her back. And it's this really cute thing. Like, oh, I know it's going to be this horror twisted thing. And then it was even, like, worse than that. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, every time you think they were going to do something, they did something even better.
Yeah.
That was the best use of that song ever. Like, holy crap.
Yeah. Okay. So,
especially because there's a line in there that says, every now and then I fall apart.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, see, watching Dead Snow 2, like, all I could think about starting off was, I loved the first one. Like, I really, really enjoyed the first one. I was like, okay, there's no way. I know Kevin said, like, he compared it to Evil Dead 2 and how, like, it kind of, you know, even fine. But, like, I couldn't really see it getting better than the first one. It totally got better.
Oh my gosh, it got better.
It got way better.
The first one, in my opinion, I was just kind of like, you know, it was whatever. It was like, okay, it was, like, super over the top, but at the same time, they're trying to take it seriously in some points, and I just, like, didn't follow up with it. Plus, it was all in a different language, so
yeah,
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
So it was, like, whatever, but the second one, oh my gosh, the second one was so enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, so good. Freaking the zombie squad, man.
Like, I was like, I knew I loved the movie when, like, they were like, okay, we're gonna have to resurrect the Russian army from the dead.
That was the initial selling point for me. I'm like, okay, we're bringing back the Russians. I'm like, oh my god.
That was awesome.
I was really sad, though, that Russian guy died.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
I'm like, no, you bastards. How dare you?
The best part of that movie was the that one blonde dude they kept resurrecting. Like,
oh, yeah.
The freaking.
It's like, don't worry, we have a friend. And he, like, just pops up from the back. And he's like,
and then when he showed up at the end, I'm like, no. Oh, like, stay away, dude. No one wants you.
Like, just like, you can let yourself stay dead. It's okay. We'll be okay with that. You've done enough.
Yeah, like this freaking guy, like at one point I'd have been like, okay, let's just let this dude die, okay? Like, I'm pretty sure this guy's been through more pain than Jesus Christ, okay? I mean, he's freaking been ran over so many times. With the tank and everything.
And he just sounds like he's crying. This time. He's just like,
yeah, you're like, you feel bad, but, like, you would kind of do the same thing. You're like, oh, shut up.
I was laughing every time he showed up. I was like, this is the best character.
You're like, this guy, right?
Oh, God.
And, okay, wait, is it just me or that guy was a cripple, right?
Which guy?
The zombie? Yeah, the zombie of the blonde guy, because they all arrived there on the bus, and there was a cripple kid. I think that might have been him.
It's possible. I won't deny it. I can't confirm it, but I won't deny it.
If you're a cripple and you turn into a zombie, are you no longer a cripple, or are you still a cripple zombie?
I think it depends on how crippled you are. Like, if your muscles physically don't work, then you can't make them work.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, then again, this guy's brain has been splattered all over the place, and he keeps coming back. So if the brain can come back, I mean...
Yeah. I don't know, then.
Okay, so wait, hold on. I gotta look this up, because I'm pretty sure it's him, wheelchair guy. Because I'm thinking, oh, you know, are they gonna kill the wheelchair guy? He dies? And
they were not afraid to kill... Yeah, they were not afraid to kill anyone. Like, you know, the child in the beginning, I thought he would end up becoming, like, a main character or something. Because, you know, you never kill children in a movie.
I know.
And then...
he died, like, right off the bat. I was actually glad he wasn't a main character, though, because he was annoying me. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
was.
No, I didn't want him to be, but I thought he would.
And you're like, oh, that kid's gonna be a main character. Oh, of course they're gonna have this and they're gonna have that, and then he dies.
he gets thrown out a window.
the first lap out moment, and he
tries to, like, you know, bring his heart up, and he just rips open his chest.
Like, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, when he did that was the first time I was like laughing a bunch. It was just like he
I
starts
could
to
not
do it, just hear it. It's like,
I really
oh,
could not.
I just punched into him.
Oh, no. You know what? Actually, I think it is the cripple guy, because he had a shirt. He had a shirt on that said "I love Norway." He's a blonde guy. He got an axe in the head. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's him.
Huh. And then the one gay guy that kept trying to come out.
And when he tried, they stabbed him in the neck.
Yeah,
I have a guy. I mean, girl. Back in the town, yeah, very attractive boobs.
and then at the end, he's like, oh, you know what, screw this. Like, he's ready to sacrifice himself. He's like, no, it's okay, I'll hold them up. Really? Yeah, it's okay, I'll die. Like, no,
like at the end, he's like, it's like, I'm just gonna admit it. I'm gonna tell you all my secret. And he's just like, ah.
Yeah, he was like, I, whatever my name is, am.
Oh my god. And then, okay, and probably the part that ultimately, like, made me go, okay, wow, I freaking love this movie, like the final straw, is at the end, the final battle with Herzog.
Yeah.
And just because he's beaten, you know, he doesn't have anything else going for him, and this one guy just looks at him, he's like, that's probably, it's like, you guys just put all your, I mean, like, just put everything in one spot, and that's why you lost the war. And then he kind of looks at him, he's like
you got greedy.
You didn't know. He just starts laughing, like, you didn't fucking know you lost the war, do you?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Hitler is dead. And I'm just like, oh my god, I would love to say that to an undead Nazi someday. Like, do you know, like, you're fighting for a lost cause here? Like, the best you got is, like, neo-Nazis, man. And all they
that
do
main
is
character
perp stops.
He looks like a secondhand, like, Walking Phoenix in a way.
Yeah.
What does Walking Phoenix even look like, though?
He looks like that, though.
There is no definitive Walking... That guy might as well be Walking Phoenix. Walking Phoenix never looks the same.
Oh, you're crazy. Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't, dude.
He looks very
different in a lot of things, but he does look the same in a lot of things.
No.
A lot of things.
I have never seen... I've seen him in, like, three movies, and he looks like... It's not even like he has facial hair or whatever. His face physically looks different in every single movie I've seen him in.
What have you seen him in? Name them.
I've seen clips of him in Her.
Okay.
That's just Joaquin Phoenix with a mustache.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he looks, like, weird. No, his face... That's actually one of the ones where I was like, no, he looks, like, different. That's not... His face looks different.
But that is Joaquin Phoenix, like...
Yes, I know, and he looks different.
Okay, but what else, though? Like, Inherent Vice.
Which
is still clearly Joaquin Phoenix.
No, it's not. I disagree.
It has the the exact same jawline. I'm never confused. I'm like, oh, well, look, there's Joaquin Phoenix. I mean...
what else has he been in? Because I know I've seen him in
Gladiator, Walk the Line.
Yeah, all right, Gladiator is where he looks like the most Joaquin Phoenix. That is Joaquin Phoenix.
See, like her, though, he looks just like the guy in Gladiator.
No, he doesn't! No, he does not!
Yes, he does, dude.
No, he doesn't, dude.
They look the same, dude. No, because it's the same person. I don't know why we're having this conversation.
They're not the same person, Sam Slade. Okay. It's a title.
But I was going to say, another look-alike.
They're faulty clones!
The dude that kept dying in the movie, that weirdo dude that kept dying, the possible cripple, he totally looks like Theon Greyjoy. At least the first time he dies.
Yeah, he does.
Before he became, yeah.
Oh, God.
I've actually been rewatching Game of Thrones, so I guess it was just on my mind.
I've been rewatching The Walking Dead.
Good for
well,
you.
Well, not rewatching.
Good job, soldier.
I decided I wanted to start season 4, so I'm watching the second half of season 3 again.
I thought you didn't watch season 3.
No, I've seen all of season 3.
Oh. You told me you didn't.
I was wrong. Because I probably did, just forgetting that I had seen it. But I went through Netflix the Wednesday, trying to find, which episode, do I remember the best? And, I had remembered all of season 3, and I was like, oh, I've already seen season 3, I guess.
Just watching the last half of season 3?
Yeah, so I can get refreshed.
Okay. Wait, for what show again?
Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
Joaquin Phoenix dead.
Okay, hold on.
All right. Joaquin.
Okay, this first
Quinn Phoenix.
Okay, this first picture right here that I'm posting is Joaquin Phoenix in her, okay? And now the next one I'm going to post is Joaquin Phoenix from Gladiator.
Address. Oh my god, what is with this link? Why is this not a link?
This isn't a link, dude.
That's not a link. That is not a link, dude.
What
the? Your first link, isn't a link.
Both of them aren't. Oh my god, what the hell?
Well, no, I clicked on the second
one. The second one worked fine, but the first one, it has some weird... Yeah, okay, the Gladiator one, that is Joaquin Phoenix.
Right.
That is him. I will admit, that is Joaquin Phoenix.
Because it is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. He was also in her.
No, he wasn't. A faulty clone of Walking Phoenix, it was in her. Oh, look, and now that's a different person.
That is her.
That's
the
same guy.
No.
Look at the eyes. Look at the jaw. It's exactly the same.
Batman vs. Superman is going to be in that?
What?
Batman versus Superman?
I do not know, dude.
That's what it says. It says Walking Phoenix... photo Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, that is what the article says, dude.
What the heck? Is that true? Who's he supposed to be? Is that true?
King Phoenix, hold on, let me look it up.
Is he Batman?
He's being eyed for a role in the Batman versus Superman movie. So
please tell me he becomes
he's offered a villain role, so.
Oh, that.
Please tell me it's Lex Luthor. I do not want Jesse Eisenberg playing Lex
He's Luthor. Not Lex Luthor, dude.
Why not?
Because Jesse Eisenberg is now Lex Luthor.
I'm okay with Jesse Eisenberg being Lex Luthor. I think he could pull off a good Lex Luthor.
I think he could.
No, Sam Slade.
You could.
Sam Slade, you're not questioning the right things.
What do you mean?
You shouldn't be questioning whether or not Jesse Eisenberg can play a good Lex Luthor, because that doesn't matter.
It doesn't, dude.
It literally doesn't matter.
Is it Zack Snyder make a good movie?
Yes, that's
what should worry you.
Those are the questions that you should be asking yourself.
It's easier for him to make a good movie if he has good good actors for his characters, you know?
That is true, but I think it's easy for actors to be good in good movies. Like, look at Nicolas Cage.
Right.
He's only good in good movies. It's because he's working with what he's got. Actors, I mean, I think it's like a give and take.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Okay, so I'm glad you guys liked Dead Snow. I liked it a lot too. And
Dead Snow.
It kind of consumed me, just that one podcast. I'm like, you know what? I just saw Dead Snow too. It just came out on Netflix, and you guys should see both of them. So, and one thing I do want to say I love about the first one, especially, is the opening scene, which is just, you know, this girl just skiing, and then. And then it goes quiet, and then blah, not someone jumps out, and at the end of it, it gets ripped apart, dead snow. I'm like, I'm gonna love this movie. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, my dad walked in while I was watching the second one, and he was like, "What are you watching?" And I was like, "It's called Dead Snow." And he was like, "Uh-huh." And I was like, "It's about Nazi zombies." And he was like, "Uh-huh." And I was like, "It's about as stupid as you think it is." He was like, "Okay." I was like, "It's awesome. Amazing."
Stupid does not mean bad, dude.
Yeah, no, that's a common misconception.
And bad does not mean stupid either.
No, exactly.
Bad can mean bad, and stupid can mean stupid, though.
Speaking of stupid, the Room party's next week, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, are we doing a Let's Watch?
Yes.
When?
This is crucial.
When? What I'm thinking is the night before, but we haven't really gone over those details, so I don't know.
Is that a Thursday before? It's on a Friday, right?
Yeah. Thursday before.
I can't do a Thursday night.
Okay. Okay.
This was after 9.
Okay. Also, because of my work schedule, things are. Also liable to change.
So I see. Now work's more important than watching movies.
It's okay.
You're not hearing me, dude. Okay, so there are a couple options that I won't know officially until tomorrow, which is that's when I'll get my schedule for this next week. So the deal is that either one, I actually change the day of the party to Saturday.
That's a no. That's a big no.
Why is that a big no?
Because it was a big kind of struggle getting the reservations for the house on this day as it is. And I really don't think I'd be able to change the date on them now.
Okay. Well, that's important.
Also, what time does it start on Friday?
Technically 2.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I can talk to them. I just it was kind of a there was a yeah, little no. bit of a struggle.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Okay. All right. So in that case, because I'm just gonna flat out assume that I'm working Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night next week. I mean, it's safe to assume that night. So I'm thinking like maybe. All right, how could I do this? I'm thinking of getting a different, getting someone to pick up my shift if I do have one on Friday night. And the night before,
Eli.
Yeah, get Eli.
Unless he wants to come to the Room party.
I don't even know, man. So yeah, it would be all right. So what we could do. Is maybe not the night before. Maybe we could actually spend the afternoon Friday watching it before the party.
That's
if you guys, are willing to watch The Room twice in one day.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know. See, Friday's when I work, and it's from morning till about 2:30 is when we're done on Fridays.
Ah, shit.
So, yeah, that's why I was like making sure, and I think I'd be able to make it to the party, you know. But,
all right, well, this is after podcast conversation.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. So we have other things to talk about.
Yes.
So the big thing, I'll jump right into it. Neil Blomkamp's making an Alien movie.
Oh, yeah, that's... So,
confirmed. Bigfoot confirmed. I mean,
Bigfoot has been double
despite
confirmed.
Alec trying to stop it.
I was not trying to stop it, dude. I was just trying to be real.
You were crushing every dream I ever had.
That's not what I was doing, dude.
Dude, you were harshing Neil Blomkamp's buzz.
No.
That's what you were doing.
No.
And then he was like, you know what, Alec? I'm going to do it anyways, despite you.
You know what? I'm okay with
that's
that.
Exactly what happened.
You know what? If that's what it takes, I am so okay with that. In that case, I'm happy to do it. If it got Neil Blomkamp to make an alien movie.
You're not allowed to see it, though. He won't let you.
It's for the good.
Not
it's,
that guy.
It's for the good
he
of
people. He didn't believe in me.
That I could do it. And you know what? I could.
So yeah, those images, I mean, I think we talked a little bit about the story a few weeks ago. But those images came out how long ago was that? I want to say that was...
That was about a month ago.
A little over a month ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, images came out of Neil Blomkamp's concept art for an alien movie. And so the internet, of course, like, everyone was like, oh my god, they should totally make it. But Neil Blomkamp basically said, oh, you know, well, these were just concept images I did on a what-if basis. There's no way this is actually going to happen. And so I hear this.
He was lying.
I know. I feel like this is all just a big ploy to get people hyped about it. They're like, "Oh, well, look at these images. If you know, if you get it, if you like them, then you know, whatever." It's not like we're gonna make a movie or anything about it. But yeah, and then Sigourney Weaver came out and said she was like, "Oh yeah, those were so cool. Like I would totally be in that."
Yeah, and, that was like a week ago.
Yeah, and just earlier this week. Front page of the newspapers.
Sure, maybe the world wasn't shattered by it, but we were.
No, dude, the world. I'm pretty sure the world was shattered. Countries made peace over this, dude.
They're like, well, at least we have Alien 3.
I'm pretty sure ISIS is, like, they disbanded. They're gonna,
hey, we're done. what we wanted.
They rebanded, like, 30 seconds later, but they because of Alien, I wonder what it's going to be called. Neil Blomkamp's Alien. That'd be awesome.
See, is it an alien or an aliens?
I don't know.
Is there more than one alien?
Well, I would think there's more than one alien because there's a queen in there, in the concept art at least, so.
Maybe the one alien is a queen. The last Maybe. Queen.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay, and probably one that I didn't, like, pick up how awesome it was until, like, much later. But in the Weyland-Yutani station, supposedly on Earth, because it's like a whole habitat, or at least it's on some sort of planet.
Oh, you know what?
And they have the space jockey ship, the engineer ship from the first Alien, like, under construction, like, they're taking it apart and, like, examining it piece by piece. And I'm like, oh my god, that's where everything came from. Like, there's still more there, you know?
Like, yeah, I have a good feeling that since it's a Neil Blomkamp movie, that it's going to be taking place on Earth. You know, I have, if they're going to make
South Africa.
In South Africa. With
if they're going to make an alien movie with Neil Blomkamp, that would be the one that would be on Earth, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, none have been on Earth, right?
Okay, well, I mean, okay. Technically, Alien versus Predator was on Earth, but those don't even really count.
Well, now because they're officially non-canon.
Yeah, they officially don't count. It's not even that they don't really count. They officially do not count.
Officially off the record?
Yes.
It was just Sigourney Weaver's dream.
Bigfoot deconfirmed.
Yeah, Bigfoot. They still need to make a really good Alien versus Predator someday, though. They really should.
Because that's such a cool
concept. The
concept
is there. Like, there is so much story to be had between Alien and Predator, you know?
I wonder if Neil Blomkamp will put Predators, like, or any references.
Any references? He probably would.
I could see him doing it, but at the same time, I could see him not doing it. Like, it's 50-50.
Like, blatant Halo references in, like, all three of his movies.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I can see it.
Dude, I love Neil Blomkamp.
He used to make a Halo movie.
That man is good.
No, he actually went on record saying that he's glad a Halo movie was never made, and he doesn't want to be responsible for making one.
Okay, dude.
And it's not because he doesn't like the content or anything, but it's just because of how the lack of a Halo movie ended up making, like, because he never made a Halo movie, he ended up making District 9.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So he's like, you know, it didn't happen, but I think in the end what did end up happening was a lot better. So
I got a career.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he ended up ending the quote something along the line, and I could totally be butchering this, so someone can fact check me if they want.
I will.
Yeah, just look up Neil Blomkamp's Halo quote.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway.
So, what'd you guys do this week?
This week, I actually, in terms of absorbing media, I read 2 comic books, and that's it. I mean, besides the 2 Dead Snow movies, I read 2
Dead
comic books.
Dead Snow.
Which were super, like, okay, so the story behind this is, last week I found out that one of my favorite illustrators did a science fiction book. And so the minute I found that out, I was like, holy crap, I have to buy this immediately. And so I bought it immediately. And it arrived on Monday from Amazon. And I had finished it within a day. And so, the first book, like, the story was okay, but I more read it for the illustration, just because I love that illustrator so much. And so then, like, I instantly bought the second one, because I needed more of it. And so I bought the second one, and it got here today. And then, as I look on the cover, I realize that Tony, like, the illustrator, didn't do the second one. And I was like, what the hell, what's going on? And
he burned it immediately.
And no, so I decided to look it up, and apparently Tony Moore only did every other issue. And so I was like, what the hell, why did I even get, I'm so fed up with this world. But I decided to read it, and then I ended up liking the second one just as much as the first one, for the exact opposite reasons of the first one. Because the second one actually, ends up taking the story in a totally different direction. And so, like, it's really awesome. It's a series called Fear Agent. And so, like, the story takes this really, really cool turn. And, like, afterwards, I was like, I need to get the third, not just because Tony Moore illustrated the third one, but because the story, like, I need to know where this is going.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really, cool. Really good. But I mean, that's it.
You guys want the quote? I found it.
Oh yeah, sure.
Sure. Good.
Okay, so basically said, I don't actively sit down and say, I'm going to do my own stuff, and I want everything to be original. You know, one of the things I learned with Halo, I actually still really like the world and the universe of Halo, and if I was given control, I would like to do that film. But that's the problem. When something pre-exists, there's the idea of, I have my interpretation of what it is. But along with it comes like 150 other people involved with the film's interpretation of the same intellectual property. And then the entire film-going audience has their interpretation. So you can't live up to or fail in their eyes, you know, and that's that part of it isn't, you know, appealing to me. But the original pieces are appealing. So that's what I'm saying. Also, I posted the first official picture of Khal Drogo as Aquaman.
Oh, I just saw that as we were watching.
All right, see Kevin, another thing, like, because Kevin got mad at me, like, we were talking about the whole alien thing today, because we saw each other briefly after our classes, and he was like, yeah, no, I was mainly mad at you because you never, like, when we originally heard of the concept images, I saw it, like, a week before Kevin did, and I never bothered to tell him. And he was like, yeah, I was mad at you for not never telling me that those existed. And I was like, dude, I saw it on Reddit. Like, stuff I see on Reddit, I look at for, like, 45 seconds, go through, oh, that's awesome. And then, like, I totally forget about it. Like, it's a Reddit thing.
Shame, I know.
And same with the Aquaman thing. I saw that earlier today. I never once even thought to, like, bring it up anywhere.
Well, yeah, I was actually, I saw it while we were doing this podcast, when I looked up the Superman movie, when I was looking at, like, Walking Phoenix was going to be in it. And I was like, oh, hey, look, new picture. I didn't say anything because it was, you know, it was Aquaman, so who cares?
Yeah, no one cares.
But come on, that's an awesome-looking Aquaman, though.
It's like, only awesome because it's Khal Drogo or whatever.
Does that even mean? That doesn't make it any less awesome.
I'm saying that's
awesome
the only reason it's awesome. That's
but it is awesome.
That's the
Aquaman
only reason.
In this context,
because it's
is
Aquaman,
awesome.
Though.
I don't care what the reasons are. He is awesome right now.
I guess.
Boom, fan. Anyway, so okay, but there
I'm
are
not
other things.
Aquaman, that doesn't
No, I didn't say you were a fan. I just said, boom, I'm a fan. Wasn't awesome before. All it takes is someone awesome to play him, and he's awesome again. So okay. It's kind of like someone's. I don't know who told me this, but a teacher of mine likes the Raiders. Okay, and the Raiders are infamously one of the worst teams playing football right now, and the main reason is because of the coach. He's terrible, from what I hear. Not that I know anything about sports, but so, and he says, so I'm a Raiders fan, and everyone in the class is like, oh, you're a Raiders fan? Dude, they suck.
What does that even mean?
And then he's like, no, listen to me. He's like, I am holding true that once, if you just get a couple things out of the way, they are awesome. I like the players, okay? The only thing is the coach picks the worst players at the worst times. So once he dies or passes away or something, and they get a new coach, I will still remain a Raiders fan until that day comes. And I'm like, that's a fan. You know, like, that's what. So for me, that's always been my bait with Aquaman.
You
want
to see loyalty, like, talk to a Cubs fan.
What?
I said, you want to see loyalty, talk to a Cubs fan. Like, holy crap. You know, like, there's not a person alive today who could have seen the Cubs win the World Series.
No way.
That's how it's. It was like 1902 was the last time they won. Or something like that.
Honestly, that like at this point, I wouldn't even want to win if I was them, because then like you're ruining that legacy that you have now.
No, you still want to win.
Okay, that's just okay. That's why. And like, oh man, that sucks, because now I'm thinking about, like, you know, Back to the Future Part 2 in 2015, the Cubs win the World Series.
I know, when we were watching that, I was like, not going to happen.
And Marty McFly's looking at it, he's like, no way, the Cubs won the World Series? And so he's like, yeah, I know, right? It's like, it's been like several, like over 100 years. And they never did.
They never did.
Okay, but there are some other things that I am excited to talk about. Something I did this week is I saw Machete Kills.
Oh, how was that?
That was last night. And I wouldn't say it's better than Machete. I mean, quality-wise, Machete was slightly higher, and I do mean slightly.
Slightly.
But as far as preference goes, they are equal in my eyes. I love both of them equally. I honestly, like, I could not believe what I was watching when I was watching. I'm like, this is not happening, dude. Like, okay, because I remember, I forget who I told. I want to say it was like one of you two. But I was saying, dude, yeah, and then they got to make the third one, Machete Kills Again in Space. And then I forget who said it, but someone's like, oh my God, are you kidding? Are you serious? I'm like, no, you don't understand, dude. Like that's where it has to go. And I was just kind of joking or whatever. And then I actually watch Machete Kills.
And is that actually where it has to go?
I am completely convinced. Like, there is no other way for the series to go on or end, if it ends or not, if Machete does not go into space and Machete Kills Again in Space. That movie has to happen. Because the cool thing is they actually have two trailers for it on Machete Kills. The first one at the beginning and a more detailed one after the credits. It's so awesome. Oh my God.
You know what? That means that there's probably already a script for it.
Yeah, of course. They already shot the trailer, dude, and they, like, cast it, like, almost entirely. And there's this hilarious part of it where the villain is like, and starring as the scarred masked villain, Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm like, oh my God, no, they are not. And then it paused, and in the corner it said, actor up for change. And I'm like, oh, of course. So, seriously, like, if you guys want a fun night, see Machete, and then Machete Kills is on Netflix. So, I just want to have my little rant.
All right, so Sam, this is more video game news, but I didn't want to bring this up on the Flame Reach podcast because Jacob wasn't there, and you and Jacob are the only two that would actually care about this. Tamlin, Halo. Maybe. It is Halo. Tamlin, maybe, but not so much, so that's, you know, I waited. But I don't know if you've heard this, but so you know all the big changes they made in Halo 5 with, like, sprinting and the aim down the sights and floating, yeah, and ground pounding.
Still don't approve of the aiming down the sights, but okay.
343 has said that all of those features will be toggleable in Halo 5, so you can turn them on and off for custom games, and they'll have playlists and stuff that don't have those on at all.
Well, that's good.
I know. And so I heard that, and I was like, oh my, this is so perfect. Like, this makes everyone happy, because there are a lot of people that really liked all those features.
People might complain, though, and be like, oh, what if it's a disadvantage type thing, if, like, some people have it and some people don't?
Well, no, it's by game type.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, all right, so Sam, the aiming down the sight thing, like, it's, don't, like, seriously, I, after, do not worry about that. That is, like, not even a problem.
Okay.
Like, trust me. It sounds bad in theory, but once you actually play it, like, it's applied, you're like, oh, this is how it works. Because it's not like you don't aim down your sights using the left trigger like you would in, like, a Call of Duty game. You click it with the thumbstick, just like, okay. You know. And it doesn't feel bad. It okay. feels good.
I've been playing Halo 1 pretty recently. I only have one achievement left in Halo 1 Anniversary.
What's your last achievement?
It's the freaking library in 30 minutes on Legendary. Oh, it's my impossible. God.
No, you gotta do trick jumps and stuff.
I am not good at cheating.
No, that's the only way. It's not possible outside of that.
That's so dumb that you actually have to, like, do crap like that to get the achievement, you know?
Yeah. You know, you like it's borderline impossible to do without it.
No, it is impossible to do without it. It's also impossible to do it alone, I think.
Yeah. No, it'd be a lot easier with two people.
Yeah. But I did everything else. It was pretty fun, like, because I did the two Maw achievements where, like, there's the first one that's, like, go through the Jeep run without being ejected from your vehicle, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then the time limit one where you do it on Legendary with a minute left was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun to do. But yeah, I'm ready for a new Halo game.
I'm so ready for Halo 5. I'm ready for people to stop complaining about bugs in the Master Chief Collection.
I just want it. I don't even care about bugs. I just want to play Halo 2 Anniversary.
I'm not even going to get into it because if I started ranting, because I have more problems with the people that complain about the bugs in Halo Master Chief Collection than I actually have with the bugs in the Master Chief Collection. So I'm just going to avoid the topic entirely because I've already gone over it a bunch of times on the Flame Reach podcast. But no, like, honestly, like, people overstate how bad they are. Like, I have not had a single time where I wasn't loving the Master Chief Collection. Every single time, every time I open it up, I'm like, oh my god, this is so awesome. Like, Halo 2 Anniversary is so freaking awesome. And everything about it,
so
is
bad.
I know, Sam Slade. I know.
Bad. We need to have our Kevin plays Halo one day.
You guys are the ones with the availability problems.
What are you talking about? You're the one that's all, like, doesn't respond to anything ever until it's too late.
That is not true.
That's you. That's your whole life.
That is not true.
Yes.
Alec, are we doing a podcast tonight?
Yeah, we're doing it right now, Kevin.
No, no, no. Last night. Last night. Alec.
Oh, it was, like, two missed calls.
Yeah, that's because I gave...
That's two missed calls.
Two missed calls? I called you on Skype 3 times.
I wasn't at home.
Does it matter to me?
Your phone is mobile.
My phone was at my house.
It doesn't have a cord on it.
My phone was at my house, too.
Why did you do that?
It was charging.
Charge it in the car.
I wasn't driving my car.
I gave you a car charger, Alec.
I wasn't in my car.
Okay, it wasn't Christmas. It was your birthday. Okay, no, wait. It was Christmas. Never mind.
I have to get Rowan a birthday present.
When's Rowan's birthday?
Oh, wait, crap. I have to pay a parking fine. Crap. I just remember. So I'm going to go on the internet for a second and do something that's not personal.
Okay.
Okay, so wait, when's Rowan's birthday again?
Monday.
This Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, is she having a party?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. That sucks. Her last one was mildly fun.
Which is really funny because that... What the hell? What the deuce?
Your ticket is $3,000. Is $43 million. Is $43,700.
All right. I'm having some issues. You guys keep the people entertained. I just...
Okay.
Issues.
All right, cool. Well, I have something right here. I wanted to reveal the first 5 of my horror list, like I said I would last time. Is this it? Oh, yeah, okay, that's it. And last time the teaser was The Mist is number 101. Scandal. Ah. It's so cool. The guy that wrote Game of Thrones, like, wrote that theme. That's so cool.
Okay, no. I've gotten in a, because, you know, my morning routine, I start off by, well, I have a very, like, specific and leisurely morning routine, because I wake up at 6, spend a few hours waking up, maybe I'll watch a movie or something, and then at 9, I start my drawing practice, and I always...
You wake up at 6 every morning?
Yeah.
What the balls, why?
Because I like it being consistent. I like starting my mornings early, Sam Slade.
Why?
Because...
I didn't have a morning this morning.
See, I hate that.
I didn't work. I slept for like a 12. Week.
Yeah, for like a week, dude. You gotta like change it up. Just for 1 week only. Go to bed at like 12 something every night.
I can't.
Earliest 11. Earliest, and then next morning sleep until freaking like 8 or like 8, anywhere between 8 and 10, and just try it.
Wait, is that why you're always so tired at night?
That's, yeah, because
did you wake up at 6 and are you a maniac?
When I tell you guys, like a lunatic. When I tell you guys that I wait, like, that my bedtime is like 10:30 on a nightly basis, I'm not joking. That people think,
no,
that's,
dude,
a joke.
10:30 is him going, oh wow, I'm staying up late tonight, jeez, look at me.
Yeah, no, like the podcast nights, these are the exceptions.
Oh my god, idiot.
One of the reasons I never streamed with Tamlin when he wanted to stream was because they would always stay up till like 3 in the morning, and I didn't want to be that guy that would, and they would start at like 9, so I didn't want to be that guy that like got on for an hour and then was like, yeah, I'm going to bed, okay, bye. Because that guy's just lame. I don't want to be that guy. I'm just going to go to bed anyway.
Huh. Gosh. Whatever.
Okay,
anyway.
I gotta...
I was saying,
I'm gonna go, I'm not gonna go, I'm gonna be here, but I'm gonna be paying a toll road fine.
That's cool.
Oh my god, no,
this all before.
I'm such an idiot. I'm sorry, I'm dumb. Okay, crap, I can't pay right now. I'm gonna edit this part out, wait, pause.
Yay. Okay.
So I just realized, and this is going to be edited out.
Oh, are you editing out? What?
I'm editing out this. I just realized...
Bogart?
I had to pay a toll road fine that I keep forgetting about. And I lost the paper, so I need to call them. But they're only open in, like, retarded hours. And so I was going to, like, do it right now. But then I realized I had to call them and that they're not open. And so I have to do it tomorrow.
Maybe they're open at 11 o'clock p.m. to 5 o'clock a.m., Alec.
Oh, my gosh.
Like normal people. Okay. So my spiel is number 101 of the top horror movies ever. And this includes best. This includes most impactful. This includes... just everything. The all-around greatest. Okay, 101 is The Mist, 2007. Based on a story by Stephen King, directed by Frank Darabont, who did Shawshank Redemption, and The Green Mile. Sorry. I was gonna say The Mist again. Also, he has produced The Walking Dead and has been directly involved with the first couple pilot episodes.
He did.
Yeah, he loves Stephen King. So, like, a lot. He's one of the few directors Stephen King completely trusts with his stories. Like,
he
him
not
like,
trust Stanley Kubrick.
No, he does not. I'm pretty sure he wants Stanley Kubrick to die. So.
And he did.
And he did. I'm pretty sure he killed Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, well, let's start that right now.
Yep, Stephen King, kill Stanley Kubrick. Anyone?
Yep.
You know, I've never been much of a Stephen King fan, but I do love the movies that guy makes out of Stephen King stories.
Yeah.
The Shining, you mean?
No. The other
Frank
guy.
Darabont?
Yeah, him.
Yeah, Green Mile and Shawshank Redemption with Sam Slade. Keep punching yourself in the face until you see the Green Mile.
See the Green Mile.
Dude, Tom Hanks? I mean, Dale from Walking Dead? And
Dale was in that?
Yeah, he's one of the few security guards. I didn't know because I hadn't seen Walking Dead at the time, but now that I've seen it,
now I gotta watch that again.
Yeah, there's like four or five like standard guards. Okay, there's like the big one, mm-hmm. And then there's Tom Hanks' character, and then there's the younger guy that's really cool. He's in it the least, and then there's like between those two guys, there's like an older guy that helps them out and
Kevin,
helps them.
Kevin, you still haven't seen the Boondock Saints, right?
Yes, that's correct.
That's a shame.
You should see Boondock Saints, dude.
I should. You know yeah. what? Next month, I will. March.
Before the third one comes out in Never.
In Never. but the reason The Mist is
that's
on
That just
here...
needs to happen, dude.
I haven't... Wait, is the second one on Netflix?
No. I don't even think the first one's on Netflix anymore.
What?
It might... I'll check.
No way.
I'm on Netflix right now, so...
I try, like, notifications, you know, see if it gets taken off.
Oh, yeah, no, it's off. It is what? Not on Netflix.
Those they snuck up behind me.
Because the only thing that came up...
They betrayed me, they lied to me, and I don't care anymore. Speaking of that, I have been making the room decorations. They've been going pretty well. I made one for you. It's like you, the letter U, the letter R, and then it's like a man sign, but it's ripped in half. And then Lisa. You are tearing me apart, Lisa. All
right, Kevin, keep going on. I'll be right back for real because I have some...
Okay. Okay, so The Mist. Here's what I ultimately said about it. I'll admit that I didn't really like this when I first saw it. Few people did. I didn't fully grasp the genius behind the controversial ending. I soon came to realize that Frank Darabont, I mentioned earlier, had created a horror masterpiece in a weird way that was as originally shocking as it was deeply significant. Though many 9/11 movies had been made, many thought that it was, it's too soon or whatever. But this, on the other hand, was hugely symbolic for a lot of the themes that are tied with 9/11, such as people's reaction to something unknown and scary. You know, people point fingers. The religious groups point at, you know, that at some people, the sinners, right? You know, in our case, there were allegations towards, you know, the gays, you know, the homosexuals and... And, you know, just a lot of, you know, social groups like that were targeted and said, you are the reason, you know, we were hit at 9/11. And then vice versa, like the religious people, it's the religious people that did it, you know? And so, and then the military, people blame the military. They're like, we're so sorry. It's not our fault. Also, I just want to point out the military guy, the main military guy that they, no spoilers, but the main military guy, he has a crew cut in the movie. He is literally Galen from The Force Unleashed. He is Starkiller himself, and Darth Stalker, I think he is, in the Sith movie. So, yeah, he did, like, the digital, like, work for it. And I see him, I'm like, man, that guy looks just like Starkiller from The Force Unleashed video games. Like, it's actually, like, legitimately him, which is cool. Because he can play him in a live-action movie now, if they ever do that. So, there's that. And just for those who just want to know what it's about, when a mysterious mist swamps a small town in Maine, of course it's Maine, it's written by Stephen King, people begin disappearing and screaming about what's in the mist. A band of survivors stay in a small supermarket to wait it out, hoping whatever's out there doesn't get in. So, trust me, you will not like the ending, but it's just, to me, what happened was, that's not the way the book ended originally. And so Frank Darabont, he came to Stephen King, he's like, I have an idea to end it this way. I mean, if you don't want it, I won't put it in, you know? I want to see what you think about it. And Stephen King just like, you know, every once in a while, there's a movie that comes around that has the balls to do what you do. And I feel that this is that movie. So Stephen King, as much as he is a, you know, a book fan, he is a massive movie fan as well. Like his inspiration... Not Stanley Kubrick, even though he does like Stanley Kubrick, but like his other movies though.
Did he
yes,
after The Shining, did he like not thinking about it more and be like, no, I hate all his movies now?
Okay, no, Stephen, no, dude, Stephen King, he's mad, but he's not, he ain't that mad. Now don't get mad.
No, I think he's mad.
Okay, let's see. And spot number 100 is Paranormal Activity.
Oh, you never told him what the ending was for The Mist. Whatever.
Well, I'm not going to say it because it's spoilers.
I know The Mist has a ballsy ending, but it's just, it doesn't do it for me.
Well, you don't have to like it, but it's just like, okay, like the reason why it ties into the whole theme, and again, I'm trying not to give away spoilers here, but basically just in the end, we do... Like, you almost want to say stupid things, but you don't, like, mean stupid, though. You know, it's just we do things without action. You know, I mean, you know, 9/11 happened. Okay, well, we are officially in Afghanistan and Iraq and everywhere. Oh, and while we're there, well, let's pick up some oil too. Like, you know, just that kind of thought processing. Like, this happens, strike back now. Just, like, just that immediate thinking. I mean, it's great and all. You know, I mean, it's, you understand why the characters did them. It wasn't like a stupid choice or anything. It's just that if you had just thought a little bit through the bullets that you save, you know.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It's a cynical ending. I'm not saying it's the best ending of all time. I'm just saying it's a thought-provoking ending that makes you feel something, and I think that's cool, whether it's awesome or terrible or good, whatever. So I'm not saying you should like it. I'm just saying understand why it's on this list because of that reason, you know? That's all I'm saying. Paranormal Activity, another 2007 movie, even though most people associate it with 2009, because it did not get popular for a couple of years. So I personally wasn't scared too badly by this at the time, but I have to give it its due credit. This might have been one of the smallest budgets on this entire list and had a limited release in 2007, but 2 years later, something amazing happened. So many people loved it and were scared by it that it became an internet phenomenon, and to quite frankly, the first movie to ever be so, especially horror. It was the first movie to ever get popularity solely from the internet. This let everyone know that horror movies had officially entered the digital age.
What movie are we talking about?
Paranormal Activity, the first one.
Oh.
With its original scares and ultimately simple premise, it has left its mark on horror cinema for sure. Now everyone's doing found footage movies now.
I would argue that that wasn't so much a magical moment as much as clever marketing.
Yeah.
Well, I can see that. They didn't. Well, yeah, clever mark, but they didn't know it was going anywhere. I mean, the director of this movie did not think it would ever be anything like ever. He's like, oh, let's just put it on the internet, whatever. I mean, you know, kind of take it from there. And then it's just, where they least expected, it just came out of like, oh my gosh, we like, people are begging us to re-release it in their theater. So they released it in some select theaters, and then eventually it came out on DVD, and then now we're on Paranormal Activity 5, The Ghost Dimension. So that's literally what it's called.
Wait, really? I thought that was a joke.
No, it's called Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension.
Holy crap.
Comes out this Halloween, I believe.
Why?
Apparently, several questions will be answered this time. I don't know what that means.
Will why be answered?
Why?
Probably not. Okay, and then 99.
Matthew McConaughey just comes out in the beginning. Like, the first thing that... It's just a close-up of Matthew. Why?
Why?
Like, the trailer's like, don't you want to know the reasons? Who, what, when, where, and... just
why?
Why?
Seriously, the why?
Okay. Okay. Remind me a steak for later about Matthew McConaughey.
Like, don't you want to know where? No, we just
no,
want to know
I just
why.
Want to know why.
We want to know.
Not where, not when, not who, just why.
Okay, number 99 is Final Destination 2000. Now, oddly enough, this is not on a whole lot of people's best horror movies ever list, but I fought for this one for several reasons. One, it's good. That's the first reason. It is actually a decent film. The characters are well established. It's decently well written. Allie Larder's in it from Heroes. So
she's so hot.
So drop your pants, boys. So she was really good. This was kind of her more or less her kickoff. And it's just the concept, especially going into it not knowing what the concept actually is. So I won't say it on here just to spare you. But basically, the simplest I can put it is it's a slasher movie without the slasher. And that's the best I can put it. So this kind of brought us into the 2000s since it is now like freaking 15 years old, which is so weird to me. I mean, and at the time it kind of got mixed reviews, but then again, so did The Shining and The Thing.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So did Alien, which still pisses me off a little bit.
Really?
Star Wars came out that year, dude.
No, it didn't, dude. That was 77.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Alien came out 2 years after Star Wars.
Wait, which didn't an Aliens movie come out during a Star Wars movie? Same year?
Not at all.
Are you sure?
Positive. Because Aliens
came out in
86, and then the trilogy wrapped up by then. I do not know, dude.
I don't know, dude.
But the cool thing is, the idea spawned from a scrapped X-Files idea, because it's directed by one of the writers on the show, James Wong, who actually now produces American Horror Story now, which is cool.
Yeah, that guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, he gets around. And just, it was, like, so fresh. Like, there is no other horror movie in the world quite like Final Destination, you know? And it's just, it really opened up a lot of opportunity for the 2000s in general, because the 2000s didn't really have a whole lot of, oh, it's about this one theme, you know? It 2000s tried so many different things. Like, we you know, remakes were a thing, you know, and we were trying to remake all the classic horror movies, but then splatter gore was a thing, so the Saw movies and Hostel became a thing. And so, like, there are several things going on. So Final Destination was just the beginning of, we're back to, like, good old-fashioned horror, because 90s kind of took a break from that.
Speaking of Saw, I spent a good 10 minutes today trying to find the clip of the dude saying, safe house, safe house.
Safe. I know, yeah, no, Sam Slade, I have already tried.
It is nowhere. I even looked at the actor's name and everything, and was like, lines and quotes that he's done. Which, who cares? That guy doesn't matter.
Actually, no, Sam Slade, though, if you want to find the... If you want to feel at least sane, because, you know, you want to prove that that's not just funny to you and me, one of the top quotes, like, I'll even check this, it's like the second or first quote when you go on to Saw 7, it's like one of the first two quotes that in their quote section. So that's the only validation you can find online.
We can't
online.
Be the only ones, right? We can't be the only ones that think it's hilarious. But that's got to be everywhere. You might be the only ones that saw that movie, but, like, come on.
Come on, people.
So, see, I think a lot of people, when they saw that, all they could, like, they were either, you know, freaking out about, like, oh, so dumb, or, oh, you know, this or that about
it's
it.
It's a safe house, Lana. Safe house.
I don't think anyone was able to watch it with the kind of sense of humor that we watch a lot of movies with.
That's because we're awesome.
That line was so funny, though.
It's like looking for Eli.
Honestly, I think it's gotten to the point where us three could find a joke in literally anything.
No, we can't. I would not be surprised, dude. I really would not.
Frequently asked one of the frequently asked questions about Saw 7 is Saw 3D based on a book.
Okay. I'm pretty sure there is a group of people out there that are just made of assholes. That all they do is ask dumbass questions like that for every movie to ever be made. Just so there is that a question.
Is it a
like
book?
Is it a book? Can I read this somewhere else?
And then one of the other ones is, how does the movie end?
Yeah, I don't watch it. Watch it. Seriously, read the freaking plot summary.
They obviously don't want to.
Why? All right, wait. Why even take the time to type it when you could just look it up?
All right, Sam Slade, second quote. Gibson. Talking to Jill. It's a safe house, Jill. Safe house. Safe house.
So there are people that feel that quote has helped them.
And it's no, four out of four people found this interesting.
That's his answer to her asking if the safe house is okay, like if she's going to be found. That's all he says to her. She's like, are you sure Saw's not going to get to us here? It's a safe house. Safe house.
So there are at least four other people, Sam Slade, that found that interesting.
We must find them.
We must find them. Email them.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, who doesn't... They might be the only, like, four other people besides us that think it's funny.
Yeah.
So
we must find them. We must be friends.
Watch.
Okay, you know what? Hey, I got an idea. Hey, if any of you four are listening, go fuck yourselves. We got them. They're here.
No. What it is one of them is actually that guy in our film class.
What?
But Saw 7 is the only movie he's ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Can we talk about that guy?
Okay, hold on. Okay, steak for later. Let me finish my rounds.
Don't you have another steak, too?
Oh, yeah.
Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, you know what? I'm willing to push that steak ahead because I really want to talk about that guy, too. Okay, Matthew McConaughey steak after that. Okay, so I'm almost done.
Wait, you want to eat Matthew McConaughey now?
Yes, I do, dude.
I would eat Matthew McConaughey.
I would too. Okay. So 98 is an Italian film called The Bird with the Crystal Plumage, or L'Uccello dalle piume de Cristiallo, whatever.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Buongiorno. this is a film that more or less, I mean, you could ask any kind of historian, like where giallo came from originally, or the slasher genre, or whatever. But giallo specifically, as far as Italian horror goes, more or less, this is the first completely giallo film. And it's directed by Dario Argento, who went on to do several movies on this list. I believe he did two others on this list. And his whole shebang is horror. Even though he actually wrote Once Upon a Time in the West for Sergio Leone, because, you know, those Italian people stick together. and the weird thing is, this actually does, like, kind of in a similar way to spaghetti westerns, it doesn't really, it's all kind of dubbed, you know, so that there's like no copy is like actually Italian, like at all. And I'm like, wait, this is an Italian film, right? Like, I'm not crazy. Like, this is Italian. So giallo, for those who don't know,
Clint Eastwood speaks English in it.
Clint Eastwood just walks in. All right. So basically, giallo is okay. Giallo is the cliche where usually there's a lot of different cliches. I mean, they don't all apply to this movie, but it's a couple of cliches spread out over several movies. But a usual cliche is the villain is someone you don't know. Like their identity is a mystery. They usually wear black, you know, black leather gloves, have a long black coat, and usually a hat. And you always see, like, their hands, like, you know, like, just the hands doing something. You're like, oh, wait, is that hair on their hand? Is it a guy or a girl? Like, you're trying to figure it out. And usually the ending, there's this epic revealing. It's the last person you expect. And I'll admit, for all the giallo movies on this list, I was completely shocked by who it was.
They're just ripping off Scooby-Doo, dude.
This was before Scooby-Doo.
No, dude, no, okay. I'm pretty sure that they were just copied and pasted from Scooby-Doo.
Okay, well,
before Scooby-Doo.
There was, in the beginning, there was Scooby-Doo, and then there was God.
True
story, oh, though. God.
First verse in the Bible.
So, in the beginning, there was Scooby-Doo, and then there was God.
So.
Why? Anyway. What's the movie after that one? How many are you doing?
Okay, so anyway, so this also is a clear definition of what the 70s actually became. I mean, this was color, so that was huge. Pretty much every movie was officially color in the 70s, and so, like, we got to see, like, blood, like solid red, like for the first time, you know, like, oh my gosh, like, you know, that person's like totally dead, like,
yeah, there's like real blood.
Like, it's not like, oh, look, that person got ink on their hands, oh, they're screaming, never mind, okay, they've been stabbed. Okay, never mind, dude. No, like the opening scene of this movie is actually, like, really cool. This guy is just minding his own business on his way back to his apartment. He's a washed up writer ready to go back to America, and then he walks into this art museum, and he just sees this woman stabbed by this guy, just, and then she's on the floor bleeding. He can't get to her at all, so he's like freaking out, and then, like, that's how the movie begins, you know, and the guy escapes. So really good, great film. I wouldn't say Argento's best, but of the like three films that I've seen of his, I say, like, his second best in my opinion. All right, last one that I'm going to mention this time is number 97, and that is Repulsion. This is a film by Roman Polanski. And
before he was a pedophile. Or known to be.
Yeah, known to be. let's see, where is that? Okay, that's right here. And Repulsion, this is... he actually has, if I'm not mistaken, a unofficial trilogy of... it's all like a women-centric trilogy. You know, a women-centric trilogy. They all have a lot of similar themes. Like, you know, oh, women feel so, like, psychologically cornered and stuff like that. This was the first. Rosemary's Baby was the second. And I believe there's a third one. I don't remember the name of it. I want to see The Apartment. Don't quote me. And then, so Repulsion is similar to Rosemary's Baby, except it's purely about sexuality. Basically, if Olivia was a horror movie, this would be it. Live like, oh my god, don't touch my butt. Like, like a girl that is, I'd say, even more awkward than Liv. Like, she's like not good with going out with guys and roommate.
So wait, Rowan?
You know, that might actually be better. Yeah, Rowan. So yeah, it's personal.
Oh my god, I wanted to kill. I'm sorry, I'm stopping this because you reminded me why I was mad. Kevin, remember when I said I was mad, or like we were bitter with each other? Okay, so one of the reasons was the teacher mentioned. Sorry, backstory. Because you have to understand why I'm angry. This is passionate anger, rage, but it needs to be. It can't be unwarranted.
Okay.
Backstory, I have a philosophy class with two of our friends, Rowan and Jessica. They're both kind of dumb when it comes to movies, and that's just kind of generally accepted. You know, I've learned to live with it. I'm pretty okay with it. I'm accepting of their flawed views.
I'm okay with that now.
But there are certain things here and there that they say that make me want to gouge my eyes out, because I'm in a philosophy through film class with them. And of course, you know, all the movies on the list are really awesome movies. Like, you know, this last week we watched The Matrix, and it was so good. Like, I watched The Matrix again, and I was like, that was an awesome movie. And then I watched it with all them, and they're like, oh, that was really dumb. And I was like, dude, but it's The Matrix. And they were like,
Matrix.
And they were like,
it's
yeah.
Matrix, man.
They were like, good stuff. And so my teacher was, the next movies that we need to watch are Memento and, something else. It was something else, but the other thing was like almost as awesome as Memento. The only reason I don't remember is because it was next to Memento, and I was like,
she's like, oh, Memento.
Yeah, no. So the only reason I don't remember what the other one was is just because of how much I love Memento. But they were like, it was almost up there, and so I was like, oh, both of those movies are awesome. And yeah. Then Rome's like, they probably both suck. And I didn't even bother arguing with her.
Ooh.
Because I knew that any argument would just be purely futile.
It would be, what do they call it? White noise?
Honestly, I think if I argued like for the movies, it would make them want to see them even less. Yes. So I use this face. Wait. Oh my gosh, I can use it now. I use the face.
I want to take that class. You guys get to watch Memento?
All right, so I'm actually really mad at them about this class, because they convinced me to take this class on the basis that we'd be watching films in the class. But we never watch any films in the class. We just listen to the teacher ramble on about crap, and then we watch movies for homework, which isn't bad, because, you know, I get to watch movies or whatever, but I do that anyway a lot.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, like, and a lot of them are movies that I've either already seen or, like, would eventually already see. Now I get to use.
Dude, that's just like my film class.
Now I
get to. We're watching some really cool movies in that class. But, anyways, what's your last one, Kevin?
Okay, so the last one, I already said it, I just didn't talk about it much, is Repulsion.
Right.
Which is the Roman Polanski 1965 film.
Sexual women or whatever.
Yes, yeah, sexual thing, whatever.
Women or whatever.
Now, honestly,
Rowan's
this is.
In it.
Yeah, Rowan's the main character. it's actually, I'll admit it, when I first saw it, I didn't like it all that much. I mean, just a bit of honesty, I didn't. And I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like, what are you talking about? Like, freaking 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. What are you talking about? And then I started kind of thinking about it, and I'm like, okay, well, I mean, just because I didn't like it all that much, like, it's not, like, a personal love of mine. It's, you know, it's, like, I still kind of imagine, like, its place in the 60s and what it meant to a lot of the psychological horrors going on in the 60s. I mean, I'll admit, it's more of a thriller than it is horror, but it's, like, an exaggeration, you know? So, therefore, I consider it a horror in that way, because a lot of scary physical things happen, including this really cool scene I'm not going to go into, but, like, it's pretty intense. It's like a... Basically, there's a rape scene. And it's just, for 1965, like, never underestimate the 60s, like, ever. Like, just imagine it could have the same standard as a modern-day rated R movie. Just assume. Just assume it's that. It's up there with that much power. And okay. So, yeah, great movie. So that is my list this time.
Okay, guys, so I've been waiting to use this picture. And I can finally use it. I could have used it earlier, but now it seems so much better. Because this was my face when face when Rowan and Jessica said that.
Count.
Yeah, there we go.
Let me see it. I will look. It's taking forever to load.
Alright, basically, so there's this part in Dead Snow where these two guys are defending a house, and one of them's preparing a cocktail while the other's kind of like guarding a window with a shotgun. And so.
Dude, this isn't a face.
That is a face.
Wait, what?
What?
Hang on.
Wait.
I clicked on the link.
No, don't click on the picture I just posted. It's not a link. What? Is there a picture in the Skype chat?
Oh, wait, I see it now.
Actually, I didn't get the picture I wanted. It's not the exact face I wanted, but it'll do.
It will do. Hey, look, oh my gosh, there's my name at the bottom.
Yeah, because I literally just took it because I've, for some reason, the screenshot I took last night didn't save.
Okay.
But yeah, no, so that was my face. Now you can see it.
I see. Okay, dude. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, but what I was saying before, tune in next week for the next five, which will be numbers 96 to 92, and which we will actually have a horror remake in it. Ooh.
Whoa.
Remakes Jesus. Never make it in there. All right. Tune in next week
to see what Kevin has in store.
Bran Flakes. Buy them today. Bran Flakes.
Terrifying thrills.
Excellent. Are we sponsored by Bran Flakes?
We are sponsored by Bran Flakes.
This podcast has been brought to you by Bran Flakes. Okay, Bran Flakes.
Okay, so Sam, I want to get to your steak first. So,
so what's go my ahead. Steak?
The guy from our film production class.
Oh, yeah, that guy. That guy.
Who hasn't seen a movie ever?
Yeah. So, like, we've got this dude, right? He sits next to me, sits behind Alec and diagonal from Kevin. Okay? And we met him first day, like, before, or not first day, because we were, like, days late or a day late kind of thing.
Yeah.
We missed the first class. So, like, we were just sitting there in front of the class, and he seems like a pretty cool guy. He's like, oh, you guys look like you're writers and stuff. And we're like, oh, well, maybe. And so, like, he comes in and we're sitting there and, like, he sits next to us and, like, we grow to know that, like, this guy has seen no movies ever. Like, what is he even doing in this class, you know?
Okay, yeah, it started with, okay, so I was like, alright, so let's start with okay, like, let's read this thing about Terminator 2. Okay, has anyone not seen Terminator 2?
Because he didn't want to, like, spoil the movie for anybody who hadn't
yeah,
seen
yeah.
it.
Yeah, there was, so there was one girl I believe, and then this guy next to us raises his hand and we're like, we look at him, we're like, are you serious,
yeah,
dude?
Because especially it was really bad because early on in the class, you know, he thought that we all looked like screenwriters and that was just kind of funny. But he kind of seemed like he made it seem like he really wanted to get into screenplay writing.
Yeah, he's like, no, he actually told us. I said, hey, man, what about you? And he's like, oh, I'm looking to get into, you know, story writing, script. I'm like, oh, cool, man, me too.
And so, yeah, no, he seems really adamant about this. And so we're like, wait, you haven't seen Terminator 2? Oh, it's such a good movie. And, like, not seeing Terminator 2 is decently understandable. But then we were like, oh, well, have you seen the first Terminator? He was like, no. You know what Terminator is, though? No.
Okay, wait, what is it? Okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? He's like, okay, I know who that is.
Okay, good. He was the governor.
Okay, but what is he known for? He was quiet. Like, Terminator! Are you kidding? Like, if there was one role his whole freaking life, not Conan the Barbarian, okay? Not Hercules.
Yeah, wait, what does this guy know Arnold Schwarzenegger from?
I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him next time. I'm going to be like, okay, what do you know Arnold Schwarzenegger from exactly? And if you say governor, I am literally slitting your throat.
What was
like,
that one movie you guys were talking about 2 weeks ago? What was that movie?
The Abominator? Is that it?
The Abominator.
The Exterminator?
The Abominator 2 Rapture? Is that it?
Right? Because he was mentioning Tarantino. It's like, oh, have you seen Kill Bill? And he's like,
oh, yeah, nope.
No,
he had never seen a Tarantino movie.
And we're like, have you seen a Tarantino movie? And he's like, nah, I haven't
heard of the Coen brothers.
Well, what? That's just like Kobe. That's just like Kobe. Like Kobe loves to talk. You know, like you know, okay, Kobe loves.
Kobe is a film buff. You yeah. could technically call him a film buff.
Technically, he would call himself a film technically. Buff. We're speaking on technical terms here, Kevin.
Yeah, I am. That's what I said, dude.
Because, like, so I was talking with him, and I because I spend a lot, he's dating Jessica right now, and I spend a lot more time talking to Jessica than I spend talking to him. And Jessica's always talking about, like, how, you know, he loves movies. He's always watching movies, and, like, you know, he actually makes, like, he's working as an intern at his church for, like, a film, like on the film production program, and he's actually like making a decent headway in that field. And so here I am thinking like, oh, you know, maybe he actually does watch quite a few movies. Maybe I'll talk to him about it. And so, you know, I was talking to him, and he was talking about like some movie he had like seen recently that I'd never heard of. And so I decided to bring up Inherent Vice. And I was like, oh, so yeah, I heard you guys saw Inherent Vice. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, well, what'd you guys think about it? Well, we didn't really get it because Deborah was there. And I was like, what does that even mean?
Deborah doesn't talk, dude.
Dude, you do understand that Deborah doesn't mean anything, right?
And I was like,
like if we had denominations and like numbers of what we're worth, Deborah just is a question mark. Like, she's X, okay?
And he was like, oh, you know, luckily we looked it up later and we were able to figure it out. And I was like, okay. And I was like, yeah, we all loved it. Like, we saw it in a small group and we all thought it was awesome. And he was like, yeah. And I after that, I brought up the Big Lebowski, and I was like, yeah, I quoted the Big Lebowski or something. Like, I guess I assumed that he had seen it, because
it's the Big Lebowski.
It's the Big Lebowski.
You've at least heard of it if you are into films. That's the thing.
And he was like, because I quoted something. I forget what it was. I mean, we quote so many different lines of that movie. It could have been anything. And he was like, ha, 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 but wait, what? And I was like, the Big Lebowski. And he was like, I think I've heard of it. And I was like, the Coen brothers.
I'm sorry, is that a person?
I was like, the Coen brothers. Like, have you ever seen any Coen brothers movie? And he was like,
Coen brothers. Is that a movie?
What are some Coen brothers? And I started with, like, Fargo and Big Lebowski, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? No Country for Old Men. And he was like, oh, I've seen, I've seen
Raising Arizona, Bird After Reading.
I didn't say those two, because I only named the ones I've seen, because I haven't seen those. So I wouldn't know them.
They are but, good.
Yeah, no, and he was like, oh, you know, I've seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And I was like,
my favorite Coen Brothers movie, but, you know, you still need to see others, though.
Wait, that's your favorite?
Yeah, okay, yeah, like,
that's an interesting, wait, so Sam's, that is your favorite?
You like, didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
That's one of his favorite movies of all time, dude.
Well, yeah, I knew you loved it, but I didn't know that it was.
No, it's like within top 20 favorite movies of all time.
That's why he forced to see. He's like, okay, guys, this is in my top 20, okay? Like, you gotta see it. And then, yeah.
It's like, I mean, I wouldn't ever say it's better than the Big Lebowski, because, like, I can't say that, but I'd say personal preference, just because, like,
well,
like,
yeah,
it's almost like a family member things, at this point. Like, you know? I've seen it so many times since I was, like, when it came out, when I was a kid, you know? And I just, like, grew up with it, almost, you know? So, yeah, I love that movie so much.
Oh, my hair.
I cannot disagree with you, Sam Slade. That is a very
you are not wrong, dude.
Yeah, that's a very worthy top 20 movie.
I love that movie. I've probably seen that movie more than any Coen Brothers.
So wait, Kevin, what would you? I mean, I know I could probably figure this out just by looking at your favorites list, but humor me. What is your favorite Coen Brothers movie? Like, taking out like what you technically like more, just as movies in general. What do you like best as a Coen Brothers movie?
Okay, well, it's weird. I had a feeling this was going this direction, so I went on my list and I pulled up my ranking of the Coen Brothers movies I've seen. And I have two different lists. I have the best and my favorites, and since you're asking for the favorites, here it is. So this is tough. I mean, the bottom of this list I truly loved, but I've only seen once. So you can't quote me until I've seen it twice. So at the bottom, only having seen it once, Raising Arizona, which is the Nicolas Cage one. Absolutely remarkable.
Nicolas Cage's best movie, by the way.
Yeah, it's up there. I don't know if it's his best movie, but it's up there. Like, I might, like, hate...
Dude,
hate
National Treasure 2 is hands down his best performance.
Okay, you know what? I might... I actually might hate love The Wicker Man more than I love Raising Arizona. Like
whoa.
Like, I might, yeah, hate love the Wicker Man, you know? Like, it's just, it's so strong within me.
But, I honestly, it's so Kevin, bad, it's great. My one gripe that I have with the Wicker Man remake, I still want to see the original, but the one gripe I have about that is that the most quotable line technically wasn't in the movie.
Yeah.
That, okay. if that line was in there, then that, like, the whole movie would be...
Wait, what line?
Not the bees, that line.
What do you mean it's not in the movie?
It's not in the movie.
Not in the movie.
What?
It's yeah, not dude, in it's, the movie. It's only in the extended cut released on DVD.
Oh, and well, I saw it on DVD, so I guess I just didn't even notice.
And that's the cut that everyone knows, because in theaters they hated it, and then when it came on DVD, dude, oh my god, this scene.
we got, when we downloaded it,
we only got the original, which sucked. Yeah.
And we didn't know either. Like
we didn't know.
I didn't even know that there were two versions of it when we got it.
Because everyone says not the bees. Like no one ever says, ha, 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 it's not even in the original. Ha, yeah. Ha.
So we
like there was. Yeah. So anyway, so
raising, most people just looked up on YouTube, but yeah.
But Raising Arizona at the bottom.
Most people don't have the attention span.
Seven True Grit.
I always forget that they made that movie.
Yeah,
dude, you own that movie.
I own that movie, and I've seen it like twice.
Yeah, I've actually, as of, like, last year, I saw it a second time, and it reminded me of how much I loved it. But it also reminded me of how much I loved other Coen Brothers movies more. You know, like, to me, it was not their strongest film of all of them, so, like, that's still kind of the reason why. But I did, on a serious note, like it more than Raising Arizona, but I need to see Raising Arizona
again. That's one of the more beautiful movies, though, like, the way it just feels almost poetic, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's why I like that movie a lot, you know?
And then six is Blood Simple, which is their premiere film. That is the Reservoir Dogs of the Coen Brothers. The Memento, or the following of the Coen Brothers movies. And wow, that movie is so freaking good. It's one of those movies, again, like it's a classic Coen Brother, because you watch it and you're like, that was good. And then you forget about it for a while, and then you think about it. Blood Simple. What happened to that one again? Oh yeah, that's when this happened. Oh my god, that is so awesome!
That movie was so amazing.
I should see that again.
It's such an interesting movie, though.
Like, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like
it feels like unlike like any movie you've ever seen, you know?
And like, it's cool because it kind of sets a tone for like what you can expect from a Coen Brothers movie at first, because it actually their first movie is less comedic and more serious.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting. I mean, it's
kind of... I don't remember any funny parts in it, but yeah.
Well, I mean, the situation itself was kind of playful, you know? Like, it's a silly thing that's happening, you know? You're like, oh, psh, that is ridiculous. You know, like, the plot itself is ridiculous, but it's all very dark and serious. You know, kind of like in a similar balance to No Country for Old Men, you know? Like, it's a similar feel to it. and then five, which was bumped up a lot recently. This originally was at my bottom until I saw it again. Burn After Reading. I love this movie so much now. Like, I'm actually scared to watch other Coen Brothers movies because I don't want to put them below or above Burn After Reading. I don't want to have that pressure. You know, like, from here up, it is true.
That's not going to stop you, though.
Love. No. I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying, well, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, it is so funny. The first time, it'll be hard to wrap your head around, you know? But the second time will change your life forever.
Like, a warning, though, like, the ending is really, like, I still don't approve of the ending, but I love that movie.
But he has not seen it twice, so do not listen to him.
But I'm just saying, like the ending just—it's like lackluster, dude.
Well, all
okay. I haven't seen it all at all, so I have no idea what you guys are going on about.
Like, okay, I wouldn't say it's any worse than any of the other sudden Coen Brothers endings.
No, it's not just like that, though. It's not just
no, sudden. It is. It is. Yes. Yes, it is. It is. You haven't seen it twice. You don't know. You don't know.
I'll watch it again if that's what you want. It's not like I have a problem with it. I like the movie a lot. I'm just saying the ending is not great.
You said that about Reservoir Dogs before.
I didn't say those exact things. No, I said Reservoir Dogs didn't, like, it built up okay, too
you're,
much.
You're sitting there, you're like, ah, oh, it's just Reservoir Dogs, man. It's just the ending wasn't, you know, it's just, it wasn't.
I was expecting something
what,
like...
What didn't you like about the ending of Reservoir Dogs?
I loved the ending of Reservoir Dogs. Shut up.
See, back... Okay, see,
I was like, it was so quick. It was just
okay,
so
See, here's my point. Here's
just
my
died,
point
you know?
is here's my point.
I really like the ending of Reservoir Dogs.
Here's my point. He said that at first, and then he thought about it, and then saw it, of course, several hundred million times more. And he's like, oh my god, dude, are you kidding? Reservoir Dogs is where it's at. Like, it's either that or Django is his favorite, you know, whatchacallit movie. Now, I'm not saying that same magic will happen with Burn After Reading. I'm just saying, discredit what he's saying until he sees it again. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying he's wrong.
Right now he is. Pretty soon he won't be. Okay, so now we're at the top four, which is O Brother, Where Art Thou? Which, again, I need to see it again. I've been dying to see that again, and you guys have both seen it again, and I have not.
Yeah.
And I know it's amazing.
That movie's soundtrack is so good.
It's so good!
It's so great.
It's like the best Coen Brothers soundtrack, like, ever. And possibly best soundtrack ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, that soundtrack made way more money than the movie did. The movie made a good amount of money.
Yeah, know? A decent amount of money, yeah.
Like, it was just, you know, it's like, you know, Oscar-nominated movie. Like, you know, it makes more than it costs to make, but it still doesn't make a ton, you know?
Yeah,
but the
yeah.
the soundtrack, though, like, skyrocketed the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
If you're pooling together the soundtrack and the movie, like, A Brother Art Thou made the most money for the Coen brothers just because of the soundtrack. It's weird.
And then third would be Fargo. Again, we are, like, Burn After Reading up, we are into the I love these movies so freaking much. Fargo is a happy third, for reasons I do not have to explain to either of you.
No.
Two,
I
want to
see that again.
Yes, you do. Yes, two you do. Is No Country for Old Men. That was boosted up lately. Like, the more I think about it, I'm like, oh my god, that is so close to, like, being my favorite Coen Brothers movie. But The Big Lebowski is actually in my favorites and is my favorite Coen Brothers movie. So in a Coen Brothers movie, I look for something that means something to me. You know, like, yeah, sure, it's random and stupid, but I can still, if I want to, take something away from it.
Yeah.
You know, which is why I think Big Lebowski is their most majestic film, you know, in that way. Because, yeah, it's funny. And, it's, and you know, and sometimes they're like, oh my god, you know, there's a freaking toe. Like, and I love it. It's like the content is there to be bad in a dark and serious Coen Brothers movie, but they just make fun of it the entire time. Like that's not a real toe, dude. What are you talking about, man? That's gonna be nail polish. Oh, what, someone just can't put, you know, nail polish on it? No, they can. It's just, dude, you want a toe?
I can
no,
get
I
you.
Say, no, you know, I can get you a toe, dude. Hell, I can get you a toe by 3 o'clock this afternoon with nail polish. So it's just, just the energy of The Big Lebowski is something I can return to the most easily out of any of the Coen Brothers movies. You know, like I can watch it right now, even though I have two other movies to watch tonight, which is why I want to wrap up. But
see me, you know what I'm doing the minute this podcast ends?
Going and dying.
Like, I am going to bed because I'm waking up at 6 tomorrow.
Why are you waking up at 6 tomorrow?
I don't stop on the weekend, Sam Slade. I'm a powerhouse. I don't stop.
That's not being a powerhouse. That's just being a maniac. Why would you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning? Willingly.
Because I like enjoying my mornings. I like...
I'm worried to know you. Anyway, like, this is scary.
Like, I like slowly waking up, you know, being able to leisurely... You know, go on the internet.
That's not normal.
Okay, hold on. We have talked about this. Sam Slade, it's your choice for the movie or movies this week. What are your option or options?
Okay, well, this all depends.
If you choose Pokemon 2000, you won't be wrong.
Okay, well, anyways, this all depends on if we're doing A Man With No Name trilogy.
Sam Slade, that's something you and I got to talk about because Kevin's working tomorrow.
Good news is, I am working. However, because I'm working, that means I won't be, like, you know, going home and having to do stuff, which means I could actually come over after work, which means I will catch, if you guys plan it right, of course, I'll catch The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh.
And the end of for a few dollars more.
What time would we need to start for that to work out?
It's a little over, it's like close to 7 hours altogether, I think.
Yeah, it's 7 hours altogether. So
I think it's a little under though.
Yeah, no, it is. So 7 hours is being safe. Yeah. So you guys would let's see if I were to be there for 3 hours, that would be 11:30. Technically, let's see, 7 hours. So let's go back. I'd say you guys should start between 5 and 6.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I would make it there around 8:30. So, so Sam Slade, that being said, what are your movie or movies?
Well, see, that's what I was going to say. If we're doing that, then why don't we just make the Man With No Name trilogy be the movies we talk about when we come back?
Well, I'm sure we're going to talk about it regardless. I mean, if you want to make that your movie and play it safe, I'm fine with that. But
I hear no objection out of me.
But if you want to add, Chinatown, that's okay too.
Yeah, see, Sam said I'd use this as an opportunity to make us make us watch something that isn't that.
Right.
Because, we're already watching something that you love, so now you can, make us watch two things that you love.
Alec is going to go on a rampage and see all three movies even if we don't talk about it.
This is going to be, even if, like,
even if this weekend fails. Sam
Slate, if you and Kevin died tomorrow, I would still watch those movies.
Hmm. I'll give you three options.
I die an unhappy man. Okay, go ahead.
Let's see.
Wait, Kevin. All right, if you had the option of if you had the option of seeing Neil Blomkamp's Alien before you died.
Oh my god, I know what you're gonna ask. Ow!
Or losing your virginity right before you died.
Oh, okay. No, never mind. That actually wasn't as hard as I thought. Okay.
Wait, what did you? Where did you think I was gonna go?
Star Wars Episode 7. I would have killed myself.
Oh, wow.
I would have said neither and stabbed myself.
I thought this would be hard for you, but
Okay, well, it's less hard. That's still pretty hard, though.
Okay.
Losing my virginity.
And, it can be however, it could even be you guys within the course of 7 hours, you guys are married. Like, she's the perfect girl. Like, it's on your terms.
Ah, Cheez-Its.
You're not getting cheap. You're not getting one of the cheap hookers.
And this is, I die, right?
You die. Both times you die.
I get married and I die. I watch Alien 3. Neil Blomkamp's Alien 3, and I die.
Yeah. But now the Alien 3, Alien 3 is also on your terms, so you could watch it in the best theater. With Neil Blomkamp sitting next to you commentating.
Oh my god, I'd like Ridley Scott and James Cameron giving me a hand job or something. see this is the best movie ever. And I'm sitting there crying, it is. Oh god, it is. Okay. That is a tough one. Okay, hold on. Question. Okay. Well, for the losing virginity, how much time do I have to lose
as virginity? Much it's time as it takes?
Oh,
not okay. Well, not like reasonable time. Like, I'd say
the second it's in.
Okay.
It's not the Twilight Zone, Kevin. These are both you will enjoy both. It's not like you're getting cheated either way.
All right. I hate to say it, virginity.
Okay.
Yep.
Virginity, because you know what I would do? Because think about it. I mean, a movie, right? Alien 3. Neil Blomkamp's Alien 3. Yeah, sure. It's going to be awesome. But at the same time, on a more personal level.
All right. Plot twist.
To know that I married the right woman.
Right before you died.
We had amazing sex. A lot of amazing sex. For a long time.
And, in both situations, you died because you, Alien 3, you died because, your eyes melted from how awesome it was. And then, you lost your virginity, you died because of how awesome.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. I lost my virginity, which was actually genetically tied to my heart. So I lost my virginity, and then, Okay, so Sam said, your options. I really want to wrap up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
First option, Chinatown.
Yeah, Chinatown.
Is that on Netflix?
Yes, it is.
It's on Netflix. Second one, which I might have, I thought about saving this for later, but no, I'm going to go with it right now. The original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the foreign one.
Ah, you bastard.
because I just saw the David Fincher one, and now I really want to see all of them, you know? Like, I want to see the whole story now.
Okay.
I'm not going to wait till Fincher makes his next movie, whenever that's going to be. So, yeah.
And, dude, yeah. I found out it actually was released as a TV show, like, originally. Like, they were filmed as movies, but they released them, like, in halves.
The TV show is extended. Like, you can watch the movie, like, you can watch the movies and the TV show on Netflix. Yeah, I looked it up yesterday.
Oh, wait, awesome. What?
So, like, the TV show, you can have, like, the full series, but it's all extended. So, it's, like, two parts for each movie, but it's extended.
Oh, that's cool.
So, I'll give you the option. You can pick either extended or not. I don't care.
Because it's the TV show that's on Netflix, I'll probably just watch the TV show. So, you're talking about the Dragon Tattoo. I'm just saying, like, the TV show to the movie, you know, the TV show, it's done that way on Netflix, so I'd do it that way if we did. Okay, so on the third thing,
what was the third thing?
What was that third thing? The walls will ooze green slime. no wait, never mind, they always do that.
Yeah, I almost suggested another western, but I'm gonna let you guys off on that because we're going to be watching three anyways. Yeah.
I'll let you guys off this time.
All
right, is that it?
I don't know. I'm thinking about a Kevin Smith movie, but I can't. Chasing Amy, that's your third option.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Okay, Chasing Amy,
which I've seen. It's a good movie.
Okay, I hate to just jump to conclusions, but I know what my vote is. Alex, how about you?
This is actually really hard because I don't know what my vote is. Because normally I vote
because you have no frame of reference here.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because normally I just vote on whatever I either know the least about or just the concept sounds coolest to me. But all of these I know equally as little about, and the concept none of them really stand out or below any of the other ones. Like, I want to see, like, all of these are pretty equal. Okay. I'll say Girl with the Dragon Tattoo just because I've been meaning to see that.
God damn it!
Why? What was your vote?
Well, so let me explain my reason. Okay, one, Chasing Amy. The only reason I'm not pushing to see it is because you have to imagine me in my schedule. I do have a schedule of seeing things, you know, and I'm like, oh, because I know I'm going to see Chasing Amy eventually. I'm going to do, like, this whole Kevin Smith thing. I'm going to get into it. But I have been literally dying of thirst to see Chinatown again because it's one of the best movies ever. It just is. And the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the reason why I wouldn't jump to that, because I would and I really want to see that. I have a process of watching that. I'm watching Curious Case of Benjamin Button, which is a Fincher film, and then I'm watching the trilogy of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and then Fincher's Dragon Tattoo will be the last Fincher movie I ever see, you know, before his movies come out.
It can be Chinatown, dude. I don't, like I said, I'm equally vested in all three.
Okay, so Chinatown it is.
Chinatown it is.
All right, so Chinatown and then the Man with No Name trilogy. Alec, I am so excited for you.
I know, I'm seeing a bunch of movies this week.
Like, you were seeing three of the greatest westerns of all time.
With some of the best soundtracks ever. And
Chinatown's a western?
No.
What?
That'd be so cool.
The Man with No Name trilogy.
Oh, because you just
three
said you were...
Three of the best westerns.
Oh, I did not hear three.
What'd you hear?
I just heard... I don't know. I don't know what I heard.
For the record, the western I almost suggested was Once Upon a Time in the West. Because you mentioned that earlier.
Like, yeah, I knew you were going to say, well, yeah. Because I'm like, okay, what other western would he possibly
suggest? I already know.
If it was a shorter western, I would have, but it's like 3 hours
long.
Like,
it's 5 days long. So
I already know what movies I'm recommending next week. You guys should be scared.
Should
really?
I be scared?
Why? Why should we be scared?
You should be terrified.
Why?
Because it's a big practical joke that I'm playing on you guys. It's not even that big. It's actually really stupid, but it's...
Okay.
All right, well, we take stupid here, so... Okay, so guys, though. We have to seriously...
Ask me, Jack, have you paid your dues? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail. Do you accept stupid? The check is in the mail.
It was. Okay, so last thing I want to say, though, signing off.
Kevin Mix, signing off.
Is, what you call it? I wanted to talk about can we seriously actually do this podcast on Monday nights forever?
You know, because we've been doing it on Monday nights so much.
Because, I mean, we keep trying to, you know? And like, something comes up, like, oh, dude, it's the holiday, psh, whatever, you know, True Detective Marathon. And then before
right
that...
right after our class, too.
Yeah. And, of course, the last two Mondays just have not been the classes, man.
I mean, I prefer to do it on Monday than rather than Thursday.
I know, dude. Like, that's what we've been trying to do it Monday.
I would much rather do it on Monday. Monday is a much more practical day for me.
Dude, that's why I, like, called you on Skype, like, five times Monday night, and you didn't answer. And then the next morning, hey, so, you called?
Wait, Monday night?
Well, okay. Well, not this Monday night.
I was like, dude, I was at your house until...
No, but the Monday before, though, I forget what interfered with that Monday night, but I was just like, dude, what the hell's happening? Why are we doing the podcast tonight?
Wait, we had class last Monday night.
Yeah, we had class, but we got out of class and we went to do something.
What happened?
I don't know. I think you were busy. Like you said, I can't go to the podcast tonight because I forgot to tell you.
What happened?
It's Austin's
birthday. That
doesn't
even sound like Alec at all.
Oh no, it was Austin's birthday. No. It was Austin's birthday.
Oh yeah.
Which he sprang on us night of. We're like, okay, dude.
Yeah, no, now I remember.
Okay, now we have to seriously schedule Monday night when do we get out of class again? Like 7?
We get out at 7, yeah.
7.
Okay, so, like...
Honestly, you know, this is crazy, and
I say 8.
Very well could not work,
Why?
But what we could do is I could bring my laptop and my microphone, and we could record it in one of the library study rooms after class.
That would be so awesome.
Actually, I think the library is closed, so that's not possible. But
after 7 on a Monday?
I think so. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's open to like 8 or 9 at least.
Well, then, I've never been in the library past 4.
Okay, well, tell you what, let's just do it like, you know, let's just do Skype this time, but we'll do some investigating.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna call you guys tomorrow, all right? And I'll tell you what the plan is.
Keep in contact with me whenever you want to start. Tomorrow? I want to start, like, 6, what'd you say?
What time are you...
Between 5 and 6.
What time are you available tomorrow?
No earlier than 5, no later than 6.
What time? I'm pretty much...
All right, I'm going to end the... Thank you for listening to the Comment Tune Pocket Podcast. This is no longer podcast talk, so...
This is
see you guys next week.
This is Ellen Ripley.